Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. When I first heard that Nicolas Cage was starring in a new movie titled Pig, about a man who sets out to get to the bottom of who stole his truffle-hunting pet pig, I sort of assumed it was going to be silly, like maybe an in-on-the-joke remake of The Revenant or something. But then I kept hearing rave reviews pour in and decided I needed to check it out for myself. And I have to be honest, I was blown away. Pig is not a revenge movie in the typical fashion. Cage's character doesn't go on a rampage. Instead, the movie moves at its own pace, and Cage's character is less incensed than he is just sad to have lost his pet. The film also stars Alex Wolff of Hereditary fame as a sort of chauffeur to Cage's character, and Wolff really shines in the role. His younger, more reactive energy offsets a lot of Cage's more enigmatic character motivations, and the movie really shines when the two of them share the screen, which thankfully happens often. While I went in with relatively low expectations, I can honestly say Pig is the first true feature film of 2021 that I've actually loved. If you like smaller, quieter movies that believe in the power of showing instead of telling, then you may feel similarly. Pig is now playing in theaters. I'm Evan Rook.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.